Gateway, and before that, Years and Years kicking off this hour of the program. 11 minutes past five from Drive Time on a Tuesday evening. In the paper yesterday, you may have seen it in the Echo, but very sad news coming into Gateway over the weekend of the passing of Carnival man, Mr. Carnival, we used to call him, George Coleman Wood, was a massive figure in the carnival world for many, many years across Basildon with the Basildon and Pitsea Carnival, and was a super trooper. And joining me on the phone is... are you the chairman, Stuart?
I'm now the chairman, yes.
You are the chairman. Stuart Turson joins me from Basildon and Pitsea Carnival. Very sad news. Tell me, let's just go backtrack a little bit. How many years did George Coleman Wood spend with the carnival?
From what we can work out, we think he definitely joined by 1962,
yeah,
as parade secretary with the old Basildon Carnival, as it was in those days. So he's done 53 years at least, and there's rumours and things that have popped up since that he was on the periphery of it, probably back maybe the late 50s, early 60s. So he'd been around a very long time doing it, and it was something that he absolutely loved doing.
Yeah, so. Yeah. And he must have seen good times and bad times over the course of those 50-odd years doing the carnival. And he's getting funding in and doing all kinds of bits and pieces to make it happen. And he was very much... a figure when we think of carnival, we always think of good old George. But I put a Facebook message out saying, you know, it's really sad to hear the passing of George. And a couple of people contacted me, and someone contacted me today and go, "Oh, well, I was a princess in 1973. That's what she said. So lots of people across Basildon will have that have been involved with carnival as perhaps princesses or queens will have fond memories of going back years, won't they?
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's one thing that I think has shocked everybody. And, you know, I know his family have been very... have found great comfort in the fact of, you know, we've had people on our Facebook and on Basildon Memories Facebook and various other social medias, you know, coming, dating back from the mid-60s, saying, "Oh, we remember George, we were Teen Queen and stuff." And it is, even all those years, they might not have seen him for decades and decades, but they still remember him. So it proves what a character he was, definitely.
Yeah. And how old was he?
George was 89. He would have celebrated, if he'd survived, he'd have celebrated his 90th next month. So.
Right, okay. And I'm told he was an ex-army as well, is that right?
Yes, yeah, he fought during the war. And I've had a few bits of information since from somebody that knew him back those days. So, yeah, he stayed on to the army after the war finished for a few more years. Until I think he came back and settled in the Basildon area about 1955.
Yeah, and I say, anything to do with carnival, George was, and I know yourself, you know, all your team were extra hard. He was surrounded by good people that made sure it happened every year. And what date is it happening this year?
25th of July.
Okay, 25th of July is happening, and of course, more poignant this year because George, this will be the one he'll miss, won't it? So,
yes. So
it'll be extra special to.
Yeah, we need to pull we really need to pull everything out, even more than we were already planning to. Yeah. But yeah, he's definitely added that extra bit of impetus to put everything into it, and we really hope that the local community all come out, and especially like to hear from previous queens and princesses or anybody that's worked with George. With that, or majorettes, because he was involved with majorettes a lot as well, doing especially the army training back in the 70s and 80s. He was involved a lot with different majorette troops.
So if anyone's got any information, or they may have been a previous princess, how do they make contact with you, Stuart?
Either my phone, if you haven't got the internet, my phone number is Basildon 420789, or our email address, which is bpca@hotmail.co.uk, or just look us up on Facebook, which is what most people seem to be doing nowadays.
Yeah, so any memories of perhaps you were a princess back in the 70s, etc. And I reckon there's quite a few. I say one of them messaged me today. So it just shows you there are lots and lots of people out there that were involved with the carnival over that wide age span of over 50 years. And I know I saw him a couple of years ago. I actually saw him last year when he got his volunteer award at the Play Your Part Awards. But also, I know that I bumped into him a couple of years ago, and he said, like, 50 years this year, you know. So it's really is a long, long time. time, and all these people that are putting remarks on social network sites saying, you know, they remember him, and that's really nice. It must be very comforting for the family to know, you know, that he was such an important man in the community.
Definitely. Yeah, I know they've found peace with that. Definitely.
Yeah, Stuart. Thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. Thank you very much for having
us. No problem. And I'll catch you soon.
Thank you.
That's Stuart Turzon, who's the chairman of Basil and Pitsea Carnival, as we pay a tribute to the late, great George Coleman Wood. Tell you what, gang, if there's a carnival up in heaven, you know who'll be organising it right now, don't you? 5:21 from Gateway 97.8 this afternoon as our tribute to George Coleman Wood.